Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Are you dry? Are you dehydrated? Have you lost your first love? My guest had an amazing experience. She heard audible thunder. And then God spoke to her. And he said, I desire for my people to have supernatural experiences with me. And here's how. You ready?
Yeah!
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, you look at my guest, and she told me she just got back from Brazil, what, some 14,000 people. She's speaking all over the world. She's an author. But it wasn't always that way.
Right.
I want to take you back to your first day in the seventh grade.
Well, the first day in seventh grade was traumatic for me, because in seventh grade, I was so shy. And I remember getting off the school bus and walking into this seventh grade, what appeared to be a prison. And I went all the way to the far corner of the courtyard where we had to wait until the school bell rang. And I didn't realize that that moment was going to be a moment in my life that would change me forever. And I walked over to the concrete bench and I sat down and I began to look through my book bag because I didn't want to look so awkward. And I could feel the tears welling up in my eye, and no one wants to be labeled the crier the first day of seventh grade. And so I remember just trying to hold that in. And in that moment, I felt a tap on my shoulder. And I turned around really quick because I thought, I'm gonna be bullied on the first day of school. I'm gonna be picked on the first day of school. And I had all this fear built up in my life, and there was no one there. I turned around and there was no one there. And so I went back to looking through my backpack because I was fearful. And in that moment, I felt the same tap on my shoulder. And I turned around because I wanted to catch who was bullying me.
Of course.
But there was no one there. And in that moment, that very moment, I felt the amazing, all-consuming presence of a loving God that I grew up in church, but I had never felt it before. And I felt as if his presence sat down right next to me on that bench and put his arm around me. And when he did, all I heard were these words, and it began a journey with God that would show me that he still speaks to us today. He still walks with us. He's still right there with us. And I heard him say to me, Karen, I know your name. I know you. I knew you first, and you're not alone. You'll never be alone. And he said, if you allow me to, I'll walk this journey with you. And that began a transformation in my life, removing fear, anxiety, just worthlessness. And I'd love to say that it happened instantly, but it was a journey for me that no matter what I faced through school, no matter what I faced growing up, and I faced many things throughout school, that the difference was I knew I was never alone, that he would never leave me, and that he was right there.
Yeah. The message God said to you
Yes.
is the same message God is saying to you.
Yeah.
You matter. You matter.
Yeah.
I'm going to now take you a number of years later. You're married,
mm-hmm.
And you're asleep. And all of a sudden, you literally hear thunder what happened.
Yes, and that's how God always speaks to me. He speaks to me through dreams, through visions. And in that moment, I knew that God was birthing something inside of me, a message that He had inside of me, because He had rescued me, literally rescued me from a life of fear and anxiety. And in that moment, my husband had wrote books, and he had told me that God had a book
God's
inside
of
me. And I said, no, I said,
you're the writer.
I'm going to let you be the writer, and I'm going to do what, you know, whatever God wants me to do. And I looked at him in that moment, and I said, if God wants me to write a book, then He will speak to me Himself and tell me to write a book. And that was my first mistake. And so I went to bed that night, and I woke up about 2 a.m. to the sound of the loudest thunder I had ever heard. And in the midst of the thunder, I heard my name.
Why'd you wake me?
And
why'd
I thought
you,
my husband had yelled my name in the middle of the night. So I woke him up and I said, why did you yell at me?
He must know.
And, yes, and so, and he said, I didn't say anything. What is wrong, you know? So I laid back down, and the moment I dozed back off, I heard the same thunder in my name in the midst of the thunder. And I got up out of bed and ran to the window to see this. We must be having a storm. And I looked out, it was the most beautiful night sky. I could see the stars. There was not a cloud in the sky. And in that moment, I heard that same voice that I heard at 13 years old sitting on that bench. And I heard God say, I've called you with a message. I rescued you at 13, took you on a journey to freedom, giving you hope, giving you a purpose in life, transforming your life, not just for you, but for those out there who are lost and hurting and without hope and need to be resurrected as well.
Now, you heard a word.
Yes.
What was the word?
The one word that I heard him say was dehydrated.
Now, there is a parallel
yes.
between dehydration in
yes.
the physical
Yeah.
and dehydration
yeah.
in the spiritual. Explain
That's right.
that.
Well, there is, because so many times we get so busy in life and we're doing our own thing, and we get so busy even thinking that we're doing the work of God that we forget that there is an actual relationship that He wants to have with us, an actual one-on-one relationship with us as His children. And so we get so busy, but everywhere I would go, everywhere I would be speaking, everyone who would come up to me after the message would say one word to me. They would say, I'm so dry, I'm so weary, I'm dehydrated, I'm at a loss of hope in my life. And God spoke to me and He said, that is the one place that the enemy is trying to keep my people, is in a place of dehydration without fresh living water. But if they'll come to me, I'll give them water that will sustain them, that they will never thirst again. When we are physically dehydrated and we lose that sense of hydration in our bodies, we become confused. We become disillusioned and frantic. We start, everything we do is irrational. And everything we do becomes out of a sense of survival. And that same thing happens to us when we're dehydrated spiritually. When we don't keep going to the well, we can't think clearly. We can't be effective in life when we're not filled up with His presence.
Karen has a gift from God. She hears from God in dreams. She had a dream that no mother should ever have.
Yeah.
She saw her son dead. We'll talk about it when I come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. Turn to It's Supernatural.
Well, Karen, you had a dream no mother should have. You saw your son dead. You knew that yes. God speaks to you yes. very, very clearly in dreams.
Well, actually, my husband and I both had the same dream on the same night. And we went out to a track to walk the next morning and began to share with each other the dream that we had. And both of us dreamed that our son was killed in a car accident. And at the time, he was about 17 years old. And we knew he drove and he had a sports car and everything. And so we were immediately began to pray and begin to pray protection over him and begin to pray that God would keep his hand on him, that he would guide him and lead him and you know, prepare the path for him. But over the next 2 weeks, we began to realize that it was not a physical death at all, that the enemy had been attacking him, had been drawing him away into areas of life that he should not have been in. Our son actually came to us and began to tell us that he had been doing things that he shouldn't do. And in the moment that he began to share with us that, God took us back to that dream and showed us that he had been preparing us for this battle that we were about to go into, in just pushing through and bringing Nate back into a place of relationship with God, because Nate had come to a place of dehydration in his life where he had stopped pursuing God and started being pulled away by the things of the world that the world was enticing him with. So we began to have to go in and begin to reestablish those relationships in our home and reestablish, basically redigging the wells that had been dug for our family, and in essence, pushing through the dirt, pushing through the junk, pushing through the things that the enemy had slowly just seeped into our lives. And so spiritually, in a sense, we had to grab our spiritual shovels and start digging out the garbage that had been allowed to come into our home and into our family.
You know what she's saying? She's saying to you, it's time to take back what belongs to you. Yes. Now, you saw the future of your son, and it didn't look good.
That's right.
What happened with him after you took him back?
Because he began to change. His life began to change. He came to us and he told us he wanted to pursue God's call in his life, and he wanted to do whatever God wanted him to do. We were able, by going into the presence of God, by leading him into the presence of God, to get him back to a place where he could hear God's voice, where he could sense what God wanted to do. And now our son is 25 years old, married, out in California. He's leading an amazing youth group, leading thousands of young people into the presence of God.
Yes. And, you know, you like to say, God will not leave you where he finds you. Isn't that good news? He's not going to leave you where you're at.
Yes. And that's true, because no matter what you're going through, and I just want to say to whoever's watching today, no matter what you've walked through, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you've done in your past, no matter what's been done to you, whether you've been hurt or whether you've been abused, it doesn't matter. God knows where you're at, and he wants to meet you there in that place. But the good thing about it is that when God meets you there, he'll never leave you there. He takes you on a journey to freedom, just like there was a Samaritan woman in the Bible. And she went to a well, and this woman had five husbands. The Bible tells us the story of her life. And so she was living with the sixth man. But the cool thing was, on this particular day, she would meet the seventh man in her life.
I love that.
And the number seven means spiritual perfection and resurrection. So while her grace had run out, and she had tried to do it in her own strength, she had come to the end of herself, which is where you find God. Then in that moment, God said, you know what? I'm going to meet you here because you're worth my time, because I care about you, and I'm going to resurrect those things in your life that you thought were dead.
You know, you talk about, and I love this sentence, it ain't over.
Yes.
Talk to someone right now and tell this person it ain't over.
Well, I just want you to know, you may be at the end today. You may be in a place, and you may be saying to us today, you don't know where I'm at. You don't know where I've been. You don't know what I've done in my past. But you know what the cool thing about that is? That God does know where you're at, and he does know what you've walked through, and he knows what you've been through, and he knows what's been done to you. But he says to you today, it's not over. He has the final say. He has the final word. He knows the end from the beginning, and he has already won the battle. And so if you're tired and weary and dehydrated today, I challenge you to just look up, to open your eyes, to open your arms, and to receive the free gift of living water that he has. And that living water is his presence that he wants to give you in your life.
Now, you talked about your son.
Yes.
And for the next some 8 years, yes. you wanted to have another child.
Yes. yes.
And you thought that part of your life,
yeah.
I don't know, I'm not going to have another child.
Yes.
And then I believe it was it a dream about China?
It was a vision.
A vision.
And
tell
God
me about
gave
that.
Me a vision, because after 8 years, after our son was born, he was just such a blessing to us. But I knew that I had this longing to have another child, that God had promised me. I felt like in my spirit that He had promised me that I would have another child. And so one day I had dropped my son off at school and I was just at the end. I was done. I was discouraged. I was depressed, basically. And I was thinking it's all about me. And so I remember driving home from dropping him off at school, and I remember pulling into the garage and I said, God, I give up. I give up. I can't do this anymore. I don't know why I can't have another child. I don't know why you won't allow me to do this. And so in that moment when I said, I give up, I heard his voice audibly in the car. I had not even gotten out of the car in the garage. And all I heard him say was, good. And in that moment, it woke me up. And he said, because now maybe I can do a miracle in your life. I heard him say to me, Karen, if you were in an ocean, because right now you feel like you're sinking, you feel like you're in an abyss of despair. And he said, if you were in the ocean and you were sinking, what would keep you alive right in this moment?
God,
and I said, God, I don't know if I would want to stay alive. I'm so discouraged. But then in that picture that he gave me, he showed me that my son was in the middle of the ocean with me. And I said, I would stay alive to keep him alive. And he said, exactly. There are times in your life where I'm going to be right there to pull you out of the sea, but there's other times in your life where you're out in the ocean and your purpose is to rescue someone else, not to think about yourself. And he said, in your despair, rescue. And in that moment, the map of China came up in front of me and there was a star in the middle of China. And he said, there is your miracle. There is your daughter. Go get her and bring her home to make your family complete.
We'll come back. I'm going to talk to you about how brave and how much courage you really have.
Yes.
You're just looking at it wrong. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Karen Schatzline's God's Supernatural Wellspring Package, which includes her brand new book, Dehydrated? Tap into God's never-ending supply, plus her four-part audio CD teaching series, God's Supernatural Wellspring. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9487. Karen Schatzline says, God is waiting on you in the middle of your desert, in a life that might feel like a wasteland. He has streams of refreshing life giving water. All you have to do is show up and drink, and you will never thirst again. Through Karen's brand new book, you will understand how to recognize the signs of your being spiritually dehydrated. Get set free from a life of fear, insecurity, and hopelessness. Receive a new purpose and begin walking on a new God-given path. Be rescued from a dry, hopeless, and weary life into a life full of freedom and victory. Receive the supernatural keys to walk continually in the refreshing, never ending wellspring of God's Holy Spirit. Through Karen Schatzline's four-part audio CD teaching, you will understand that your current circumstances are not your final destination. Learn how to drink deeply from God's unlimited supernatural wellspring of the Holy Spirit. Begin a road to recovery, spiritual healing, and a new beginning. The series includes powerful prayers to help you enter into the healing, empowering wellspring of the Holy Spirit.
No matter what you've walked through or what's been done to you, God sees you where you are, and He cares enough about you and loves you so much that He refuses to leave you there. He wants to take you and walk you into a place where you are overflowing with the love and the joy that He has to offer you.
God says, it ain't over. This is your now, God's supernatural wellspring.
Don't miss out on getting Karen Schatzline's God's Supernatural Wellspring Package, which includes her brand new book, Dehydrated? Tap into God's never-ending supply, plus her four-part audio CD teaching series, God's Supernatural Wellspring. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9487. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9487 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Someone there in pain said, "It ain't over," said, "Oh, yes, it is for me." What would you say to them?
Well, I think I would say to you today is, you know, when the world looks at you and says it's over, when people say to give up on your children, when people say to give up on your marriage or on your health, when they say it's over, that's when God steps in. He says, "It's not over." He's just giving you a launching pad for your destiny to launch you into a place of freedom. So, because what you go through is a good indication of who you're called to. And what you may call a tombstone on earth, God says, that's not a tombstone. It's just a mile marker of where He's taking you and the destination He has for you.
And I like what you say about scars.
Yes, because I really believe that scars on earth are testimonies in heaven. Because no matter what you go through, don't let the scars that you have keep you hidden and bound, because what we have to realize is that our scars are proof that we have survived, that we didn't die where the enemy tried to take us out. That when I look in the mirror and I see the scars that the enemy has tried to take me out with, I can say, you know what? That's where I survived. That's where God stepped in and took me out.
Karen, explain true bravery to me.
Okay. Well, bravery for me was something that I thought that I could never attain. I thought it was something that was out of my reach. But true bravery, and what I had to come to realize, is true bravery is not the absence of fear. That's where most people misunderstand. It's not the absence of fear. It's the realization that fear has no hold on you when you reside in the presence of the Almighty God.
There are a lot of people that feel
totally
rejected.
Yeah.
And you like to talk about a woman that felt the same way.
Yes.
Tell me about her.
Well, there was the woman that I mentioned, the Samaritan woman in the Bible, who every day walked this walk of shame to the well. And I find it so amazing that God met her at a well. But what I love is that she was rejected. She was rejected by her community. She was rejected by the people. She was rejected by other women. She was rejected by everyone. But here Jesus was. He showed up at the well with nothing to drink the water with, because here's why. He wasn't there for himself. He purposed and set out that day to meet her at the well. He knew there would be a woman coming who was rejected by society. And so many of us, we think we have to earn our way into the presence of God. And God says, "I'm already there waiting for you. I'm waiting for you in that secret place to meet you. I'm waiting for you just to turn around and see me." So for you that may feel rejected today, that you may feel like that the world has turned their back on you, I want you to know that God would never leave you, never forsake you, never walk out on you. And He's right there in the midst of whatever you're going with, and He will never leave you.
Now that's what God spoke to you about, His desire for these intentional, supernatural encounters.
That's right. That's right.
Dig deep and pray as God directs right now.
Lord, I just pray right now for every viewer, for every person that is watching this show. Today, I pray that right where they're at, right where they're sitting, if they're at work, if they're in car line, if they're at the grocery store, no matter where they're at, Lord, I pray that You would touch their life right now. Make Yourself real to them. Make Yourself known to them. Let them see You. Let them hear Your voice, and let them feel Your all-consuming power and Your love surround them. Lord, I pray that right now, as they're sitting there watching, Lord, that whatever they're walking through, whatever they're facing, Lord, that they will hear You call their name, that they will hear You say, "I'm right here with you," and that they will take You by the hand and they will walk out a journey to freedom as You bring healing and hope and fulfillment back into their life.
Three more words. It ain't over.
Did you ever feel like a person who is wandering, lost in a desert? parched and weak, dehydrated, lacking water, and without hope of being rescued? Have you ever found yourself spiritually dry, thirsty, and desperate for the living water? Do you feel like you've been unable to go on? Your energy has become depleted. You can't even pray or read your Bible. You might feel as if God is nowhere in sight. Get ready. Karen Schatzline will share with you the keys to get out of the desert and enter into the supernatural wellspring of God's Holy Spirit. Call now and get Karen Schatzline's God's Supernatural Wellspring Package, which includes her brand new book, Dehydrated? Tap into God's never-ending supply, plus her four-part audio CD teaching series, God's Supernatural Wellspring. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9487.
And God spoke to me and said that if I will write this book, there will be people who will come into His presence and will be transformed in just a moment in His presence. That's all it takes, is one moment in God's presence for you to be healed, transformed, and set free and put on a new journey of life in His presence.
Karen Schatzline says God is waiting on you in the middle of your desert, in a life that might feel like a wasteland. He has streams of refreshing, life-giving water. All you have to do is show up and drink, and you will never thirst again. Through Karen's brand new book, you will understand how to recognize the signs of your being spiritually dehydrated. Get set free from a life of fear, insecurity, and hopelessness. Receive a new purpose and begin walking on a new God-given path. Be rescued from a dry, hopeless, and weary life into a life full of freedom and victory. Receive the supernatural keys to walk continually in the refreshing, never-ending wellspring of God's Holy Spirit. Through Karen Schatzline's four-part audio CD teaching, you will understand that your current circumstances are not your final destination. Learn how to drink deeply from God's unlimited, supernatural wellspring of the Holy Spirit. Begin a road to recovery, spiritual healing, and a new beginning. The series includes powerful prayers to help you enter into the healing, empowering wellspring of the Holy Spirit.
No matter where you come from, no matter what your background is, no matter what you've walked through or what's been done to you, God sees you where you are, and He cares enough about you and loves you so much that He refuses to leave you there. He wants to take you and walk you into a place where you are overflowing with the love and the joy that He has to offer you.
Karen says, and I say, and even more important, God says, it ain't over. This is your now, God's supernatural wellspring.
Don't miss out on getting Karen Schatzline's God's Supernatural Wellspring Package, which includes her brand new book, Dehydrated? Tap into God's never-ending supply, plus her four-part audio CD teaching series, God's Supernatural Wellspring. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9487. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9487 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
An experimental drug with an unknown side effect made me sick, but the antidote killed me. I went to heaven. 5 weeks later, I woke up in intensive care isolation. What I saw in heaven will affect your life here on earth.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.